O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. The Lord comes to his temple. Let us rejoice and adore him. The Lord comes to his temple. Let us rejoice and adore him. Tell us, Simeon, whom do you carry in your arms as you enter the temple so joyfully? To whom do you address your words? Now I can depart in peace, for I have seen my salvation. It is the child born of a virgin. It is the word of God, become flesh for us to save our humanity. The Lord comes to his temple. Let us rejoice and adore him. We too, surrounded with the sounds of inspired songs, have encountered the Christ. We have welcomed the one who brought salvation to Simeon and Anna. This is the one David foretold, the one who spoke through the prophets, the one who became flesh for us. The Lord comes to his temple. Let us rejoice and adore him. We have received your mercy, Lord, and in your house we see the light. The substance of our flesh shines forth with Christ the Lord Emmanuel. We welcome him with Simeon. In your great temple we rejoice. The prophet's vision now is full. Dismiss your servant in your peace. Rejoice before the Lord who comes. Adorn your bridal chamber now. For he who rides the cherub's wings is born the Virgin Mary's child. All glory, Lord, to you we bring, appearing in our flesh today, to Abba and to Paraclete, the three in one forevermore. Amen. Shine, O Jerusalem, for your light has come. The glory of Adonai has risen on you, and the nations will walk in your light. Arise, Jerusalem, rise clothed in light. your light has come, and the glory of Adonai shines over you. Though darkness covers the earth, and dark night the nations, Adonai shall shine upon you, and over you God's glory shall appear, and the nations shall march toward your light, and their monarchs march to your sunrise. Lift up your eyes and look all around. They flock together, all of them, and come to you. Your sons also shall come from afar, your daughters walking beside them or leading the way. Then shall you see and shine with joy. Then your heart shall thrill with pride. The riches of the sea shall be lavished on you, and yours will be the wealth of the nations. The sun shall no longer be your light by day, nor the moon shine on you when evening falls. Adonai shall be your everlasting light. Your God shall be your glory. Glory to the Abba and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Shine, O Jerusalem, for your light has come. The glory of Adonai has risen on you, and the nations will walk in your light. A reading from the book of the prophet Malachi. Behold, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me. And suddenly there will come to the temple Adonai whom you seek, and the messenger of the covenant whom you desire. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
When the days of Mary's purification were completed, they brought the child to the temple, as was written in the law of Moses. When the days of Mary's purification were completed, they brought the child to the temple, as was written in the law of Moses. They made an offering for Jesus in the temple, as was written in the law of Moses. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the breath of love. When the days of Mary's purification were completed, they brought the child to the temple, as was written in the law of Moses. The old man carried the child, but the child was the Ancient of Days and the light of the world. Born of a virgin, alleluia, alleluia. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. A new child called Prophet of the Most High will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. The old man carried the child, but the child was the Ancient of Days and the Light of the World, born of a virgin. Alleluia, alleluia.
Today Jesus was presented in the temple. Let us acknowledge his presence in our world and pray. Let our eyes see your saving power. Following the Torah and the traditions of Israel, you were presented in the temple to acknowledge that every life belongs to God. May our observance of this feast and all our traditions express gratitude and reverence for all people and all living things. Let our eyes see your saving power. Simeon welcomed you in his arms and blessed God for the glory and light that your love was bringing into the world. Help us to welcome you in all our sisters and brothers. Let our eyes see your saving power. Anna, the prophetess, spoke of you to all who were awaiting the redemption of Israel. Help us to proclaim with our lives your love for all who yearn for fullness of life. Let our eyes see your saving power. Destined to be a sign that many would reject and still reject today, show us the way to follow you into the strongholds of injustice, oppression, and evil, where God's compassion is needed most. Let our eyes see your saving power. You taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. O Holy One, source of life and light, after years of prayer and preparation, Simeon and Anna rejoiced at the coming of Jesus into the temple and acknowledged the glory and light that he was bringing into the world. As we bless and light candles on this feast, Fill us with the joy that comes from letting your light shine in our hearts and guide our steps into the ways of justice and peace. We ask this in the name of your Word made flesh, who lives and loves with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the God of light fill us with all peace and joy, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we may abound in goodness for all of creation. Amen. Let us bless the world with peace and give thanks to God.